Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. $409,366 in the lockbox now, Alan, and we have until February 11th to try to get to the $500,000 mark.
Well, we got to do it. We have approximately $100,000 to go, about $90,000 now. And we need everybody to say, okay, well, this is serious, folks. When I walk the streets in Great Barrington or in Albany and people come up to me and say, I don't know what we would do without the station, they mean it. I'm not making it up. We all know I'm not making it up. And now it's just a matter of everybody deciding it's worth having. You know, you go into a movie theater, you got to pay the money to get in. That's not the way it works here. It's free. Unless somebody can do something, it won't be here. It's that simple. I make this appeal all the time. It really is not only up to me, it's up to everybody who's listening right now and who's in the audience. You can hear the sense of mounting anxiety, which there always is when we come down to this. It's just a matter of getting to your computer in WAMC.org and putting something in WAMC.org. We're depending on you. It's that simple.
And we thank you for whatever you can do.
That's right, David. We always have, and we thank everybody who put the other $400,000 in already.
It's unbelievable. Well, let's talk about this, Alan, from the New York Times this morning. Speaker Nancy Pelosi citing security concerns from the government shutdown in a letter asking to reschedule the State of the Union speech or to have President Trump deliver it in writing. The extraordinary request comes as bipartisan groups of lawmakers press Mr. Trump to reopen the government and make room for compromise.
Well, he claimed it was his shutdown, and it is his shutdown. We have people who are now going to be at risk in airports. We have federal employees, the site, which we never thought we would see, lining up, as in the Great Depression, for free food. Contractors who will not get paid anything after this is all over. And we have a president who doesn't seem to care that much. Well, it's an emergency. And as a result, Nancy Pelosi has shown us why it is important to have divided government. And that's what's happening now. And Nancy Pelosi understands that and is doing a very courageous thing here. She's going to get a lot of criticism for cutting down the State of the Union address from the halls of the House. And she has the power to do it, and she is using that power. She's not just acting like a poor third party. She says we are a coordinate branch of government. And when asked whether she was as powerful as the president, she said, no, the Constitution believes that. Let me tell you, that's what it's all about.
And apparently many Americans agree with what you're saying about the speaker and using that power. Most oppose the wall in a new poll, says the Washington Post, and oppose ending the shutdown by funding it.
I'm not surprised. One of the things that bothers me about this whole thing, David, is that not enough Americans understand what the families of these victims, who are the people who work for the federal government, are facing here. You know, there's always the tendency to say, well, it's not me, so they'll just have to handle it. Well, that's wrong. And, you know, it'll keep evolving. It'll keep going to the point where people are going to see the news reports every night on the TV and hearing it on NPR. And pretty soon, they're going to be saying, they're us, and they are. That's what this is all about. So I think Americans do oppose the wall. I think they do oppose Trump. He's never been over about 40%, and it's going to continue.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, Alan, says he doesn't deny that the Trump campaign may have colluded with the Russians in the 2016 election, only that Donald Trump himself did not.
And he has been saying that he's only talked to the top people in the campaign. Well, the top person was the campaign manager, and that was Paul Manafort. And we know Giuliani is basically not telling the truth here. Chris Cuomo called him on it last night on the air, and he continues the new strategy, which is, okay, the president didn't know what everybody all around him was doing. That is, of course, something that is going to be looked at very, very carefully, because I think that's going to be the heart of the Mueller report. You can't really expect that everybody around the president, or so many of them, have been involved, have been indicted. There may be some who weren't, but for goodness sakes, it really is a mounting total. And by the time the report comes out, I think we're going to know a great deal.
Of course, Governor Andrew Cuomo this week, Alan, laid out his $178 billion budget and then joined you for a conversation the day after. You asked him about some groups. You thought he should put more money into education funding. He began to talk about how that was understandable, that everybody wants money when it comes to the budget process.
Well, he's been saying that for years, and he's not all wrong about that. Everybody does, but there are rights and there are wrongs. You know, the tradition in New York State is, for all governors, is you put some money in for education, they come back and they fight with you, particularly the Senate and the Assembly, both now in Democratic hands and pro-education, and they will fight for more money for their districts. And they are under tremendous pressure. Now, what's interesting about what the governor said is, we've been giving all this money, and when they say, we need more money for our school districts, especially the poor districts, we give it to them, but it doesn't reach the people who are most in need. It reaches their best schools and their best students and their richest students, and we have to figure out a formula here in which the money goes to those kids, and those are the people we got to get to. Now, that is a little bit of a gutsy move. I'll tell you that, David, because the Scarsdales and the others have tremendous clout. They are now represented in many cases by Democrats in the state Senate. So what he's doing is saying, okay, you're going to get the money, but we want a formula that it insists a way of getting that money to the poorest kids in these school districts. And those are not the people who generally have political power. And so it's going to be interesting to see how it works out.